Lord, fill our hearts with faith today. We might come expecting. You are a good God, a good Father who desires to give good gifts to your children. And so we come. Increase our faith, Lord, that we might receive more today. Have your will and your way in our lives, dear Lord. Let us sense your presence, Lord, among us and upon us. We long for you, Lord, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our souls thirst for the living God. So come, Lord, and fill the thirsty heart today.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Jesus. Sing hymn number 43 in our white hymnals, number 43. Jesus. surrender. Lord, we surrender, O God, to thee.
That song is a favorite song here at camp, and the companion song too, A Life of Overcoming, to the same melody. And the story behind that, as it relates to camp, is the first director of this camp, Gordon Gardner, who some of you may have heard of and know. But it tells the story. I was on the staff at the time. It was 1959. And he was reaching out to the young people especially. And he tells the story of his questions when he was a little boy. Not a little boy. He was maybe 11 or 12, 13. And he was going through many struggles, as a boy that age might. And he had the privilege of living in the Zion Faith Homes, which some of you are familiar with. And his mother was a godly woman. He had no father. But he was going through real struggles in his life. He loved the Lord since he was a little kid. But as he got to that age, he really had typical teenage struggles. And he had the privilege of being surrounded by what we now call the Vessels and the Zion Faith Homes in Illinois. And I believe it was Mrs. Robinson herself who gave him those two songs and told him he should pray over those two songs. We have always been taught in our fellowship that the hymns have wonderful doctrine and that it's a good way to pray, because nothing beats the Word of God, nothing replaces the Word of God. But sometimes when we're young and we're learning how to pray, it's a good idea to get on our knees just with a hymn book and pray the hymns. That's why we're so strong on the old hymns here, because of the doctrine. But getting back to Brother Gordon, so as a little boy, he did take those two songs, and he got victory over whatever was troubling him. But I remember as a staff, it was a great staff, that in 1959 especially, that's the year I graduated high school too. And I remember as a staff, we took that talk seriously. And I remember typing out the words to that song and distributing to the staff, and I believe that's where it began, where that became a favorite of the camp ever since. And I'm so thankful that the song, the companion song, A Life of Overcoming, is such a rich song, how we can just rely on the Lord, whatever may be troubling us or plaguing us, whatever age we are. A life of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise. How the Lord would like to get that into our hearts and into the warp and woof of our souls. that we would constantly be overcoming these things. But Elder Brooks said, you cut down in the human, I forget the exact quote, but it's something like, you cut down in the human flesh and it's pure dog. Mm-hmm. He had a colorful way of expressing himself, but we are so degenerate in the inside and out, even our good deeds are tainted. How we need the Lord, how we need to overcome our flesh, overcome these things that trouble us. And I'm thankful that there is a way that we can have the Lord live out his life within us. That is the secret. In the secret of his presence, how my soul delights to hide. And I pray that the Lord would help every one of us. It may seem like a lofty thought for young people, but it is there for everyone, every age.
Yes.
The Lord wants to possess us fully and wholly as we come to him.
Jesus.
I'm thankful that he has that for us, every one of us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus. Lord Jesus. Jesus. Sing that hymn number 41, and if there's one or two more that would like to share, or two or three, a testimony, we'll do that. And your wife, Camp 41. comers. So stand with me. I know it's early, and it seems year after year these songs get higher and higher, and they're hard to reach. I know that comes with old vocal cords, and some of these, like this one, we need you sopranos to really help and do it. Okay, so we won't do Jumping Jacks to Wake Up. Do that before you get here, but let's sing as overcomers. So we're going to give you a chance at the first verse one more time, and then we'll end with the fifth verse, okay? Verse number one.
The light of overcoming, the light of ceaseless grace, be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased, the gallows was
Jesus,
take
Seated.